You know, we're preaching about a series. That's why these scripture readings have been flowing one link to the other. So we're going to continue a little bit on what we started to speak about last week. The title for today is a question. And I'm going to ask another question after that question. Is that okay? Say amen.
Amen.
What are you looking for? Have anybody asked you that? What are you looking for? Usually at home, when that question is directed towards me, it's because my keys have been lost again. I just misplaced my keys. One day, I actually put the keys inside the refrigerator. And that's where they were, okay? That's just pastor, being the pastor. Now, the other question I want to ask you today is, what are you worrying about? We're going to talk about worries today. Think about that song that goes, don't worry.
Be happy.
Oh, let's do that again. Don't worry.
Be happy.
I wish I knew that song. We could sing it here today. But let me just ask you, since we're asking all these questions, what was your biggest worry last week? What really happened? What good did it do to worry in the first place? Hello? Somebody say hello.
Hello.
Do you realize that most of the worries that we have in our lives never actually happen as bad as we thought they were going to happen? And then all of a sudden, why did I worry so much, right? We ask ourselves. Sometimes we worry too much. We worry about everything. We worry about our homes. We worry about our families, our friends. We worry about circumstances, situations, and people who we can't change. We worry about all these things. And worry tends to become a bad habit. And by the way, worry is contagious. And I want to prove to you today that worry is not what God wants us to be. God wants us to be trusting in Him. Amen?
Amen?
Now, what does worrying do? Actually, worrying does a lot of things in our lives. But it divides us. Eternally, it divides our thoughts, it divides our emotions, it takes away our concentration, and it gives us stress. Somebody say stress. In Spanish, they call it estrés. Estrés. And some people escalate the estrés. And they go S4 and S5 and S6. Because, you know, it's not just estrés. Stress is 3, okay? Because they take it another level. And I have to say that Jesus is challenging us this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, he says in the scriptures, therefore, I tell you, do not worry. There's another version that says, do not take no thought. Take no thought. Because in the end, worrying, all it does is divide us. Divides our thoughts. It doesn't do any good. I heard someone say that since God doesn't worry, well, you know what? I'm going to take that job on my own. I'm going to take that job. My God is to worry for God. And they take that seriously. But there's only one problem here. God never worries. God never worries. Jesus tells us straight up in the Gospels, there's no reason to worry. And he says, so I tell you, don't worry about everyday life. This is not me making this up, Pastor Tito or Ernesto Sanchez. It says it in Matthew 6:25. He gives us at least 5 reasons. This is some things that I just kind of saw why we don't have to worry. Let's go through the first one. We don't have to worry because when we worry about things, we worry about the wrong things in the first place. We're worrying about all these wrong things. Did you ever notice that we worry and we tend to worry about stuff? Go ahead and tell your neighbor, stuff. We worry about stuff. Stuff. That's what we worry about. We worry about the details of things. We worry. And it tears us apart sometimes. That's why Jesus challenges us today. He's telling us that life is more than physical, than the material. He's telling us that life is emotional, that life is spiritual, and most of all, it is eternal. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter about the clothes you wear. It doesn't matter what jeans you're going to buy, what brand their jeans going to be. If your life is messed up, your clothes ain't going to fix it. You're not. And you know, it doesn't matter where you buy things, what mall you go to, where you buy your grocery, Pathmark, Walbombs, whatever they are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you do these things. If your life is going bad, that won't make it right either. Only God can make it right. Only the eternal will make it right. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Look at the big eyes of the pastor. Now I tell you, worry about the eternal, not the external. That's where we have to worry about what's inside here. We worry about the wrong stuff, my friends. And it's all the wrong stuff because we were never created to worry. This is my second point. Look at the birds, the word says. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns. They don't have to wait for a check to come at the end of the week or whatever. They get fed by their heavenly Father. And you are far more valuable, I guess. That's what Matthew tells us. Did you ever notice that the only creation of God that worries are humans? I don't see birds worrying. I don't see plants worrying. By the way, I don't see squirrels worrying. Squirrels are something else, let me tell you. They only focus on getting their nuts. And these tricky fellers have found the way that even those things that they have created to get them away of the bird feeder does not work. I know. I bought this thing that looks like a flying saucer. And you put it right on top of the bird feeder so that these squirrels would not be able to get into the food. Now that worked for about a week. And then all of a sudden, these tricky, brainiac squirrels find the way to use their tail and get around that thing. And one day I come home and I saw this. Oh no. I called Yvette because she told me to buy that thing. Where are you, dear? Oh, there you are. And I told her, guess what your squirrel is doing right now? Their only focus is the nuts. I think the nuts mean something, you know? Nuts, let's make an acronym for them. Never underestimate tricky squirrels. They focus on the nuts. They don't worry about them. The Lord, the Heavenly Father, feeds them. Now think about the plants for a while. He talked about how the lilies, you know how beautiful lilies are, right? And they don't have to do this work that we... Actually, they're beautiful, but the ones that have to do the work and get everything ready, that's us, right? We have to worry about that part too. Somebody say, And now then it says that even the lilies are dressed even better than Solomon. Hallelujah. And what do? They look beautiful, don't they? You are more valuable than these things. That means that God will take care of you. He will take care of all of us. We have to understand that we were not born worriers. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We were not born worriers. We developed the habit of worrying. And the good news is that if we learn to worry, we can unlearn it too. I know children have this thing about not worrying about it. I wish I could be children sometime, you know. They're not worrying about they have to pay the bills and all that kind of stuff. They're just uniquely involved in living life and being happy. Amen? Have you seen it? Oh, you guys have no worries in life. That's why you're so good. Well, that's why you have to do. We have to learn from the kids. Because we have a God that takes care of us. Amen? Jesus tells us that the reason we worry is because we aren't using our faith. He says, "Is you little of faith." Did I say that? No, it was the Word said that. I'm just repeating what the Word said. And when we don't have faith, it's because we're not just realizing the Father that we have. The powerful God that we have. Our Heavenly Father is a provider and He is there for you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And promises to take care of us. Philippians 4:19 says, God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches which have been given to us in Jesus Christ. Now, worry always comes from misunderstanding that we have a powerful God over us, with us. Worry is the opposite of trusting God. Did you hear me? What is the opposite of trusting God?
Worry.
The more you know God, the more natural it's going to be for you to rely on that God. He created us to trust Him. And when we worry, we're acting opposite to what He created us for. 3, we shouldn't worry because it doesn't work. Go ahead and tell your neighbor, worrying doesn't work. It does not work, my friends. It doesn't. We've already talked about the uselessness of worrying. Worry backfires. We talked about stress. People get sick. You know what happens when people have stress? Their defenses of the human body goes down. And then you start getting the colds, right? You start getting all these sicknesses, high blood pressure, all the kinds of things that we get sometimes just because we're worrying too much. It doesn't help. Can all your worries, said the Word, add a single moment to your life? Can it? No. It's not going to add another day either. We just have to learn to trust God. Worry doesn't work. I know what you're thinking right now. Some of you might be thinking, Pastor, but what I'm talking about and what I'm worrying about is a matter of life and death. And here is what I tell you that Jesus says to you. Dear friends, do not be afraid of those who want to kill you. They can only kill the body. They cannot do more to you. Hallelujah. Worry doesn't work. We have a Heavenly Father who is in control. Who's in control? God. Who's in control? God is in control. So don't worry. That number 4 is something like I want to remind you. Worrying is not God-like. The Word says, so don't worry about having enough food to drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your Heavenly Father already knows your needs. You know that non-believers, they might have a lot to worry about. They have to rely upon themselves. But we have a Heavenly Father who is promising to provide to us all the time. We are believers. We trust in God. Show Him your trust. Live by faith. One who has promised, the one who has promised to take care of us is with us today. And I'm almost finishing today. Somebody say, ah. Okay, don't say it too loud. I'll get inspired and I'll be here for about another hour. No matter what the need, my friends, no matter what the need, God can provide. He can take care of us. And by now, you might be also asking yourselves or saying internally, okay, Pastor, we get it. Don't worry. But I still worry. I still worry, Pastor. What am I supposed to do about it, Pastor? I can't seem to stop, Pastor. Here's what Jesus tells us. And if you look at Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. Church, this is not, I'm not only speaking individually here. I'm talking to this church. When you worry about church, hallelujah. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. What will be given? All. Some things? All. It said all. All these things will be given as well. Do you notice how he starts the verse? But. Jesus makes a big shift in this verse 33. After all the uselessness and the futility of worry, here's what really works. This is what really works. Looking for the kingdom of God first. Hallelujah. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If you live, my friends, for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern, your priority, He will give you all you need day to day, day to day. Church, do you think God doesn't know what we need? He knows. But seek first the kingdom of God, and all those things will be added. Hallelujah. And with this, I finish. This sounds like a commercial, actually, now. Those ads, when they start selling those pills that are supposed to do miraculous things, and then they tell you, well, be careful with the side effects, is that your hair will fall off and your bones will break. And then who wants to buy the darn thing? Have you heard these kind of commercials? But this is a good one. This is good news, what I'm saying here. You want to stop worrying? Sounds like it. Do you want to stop worrying? Then make Jesus your priority. Live for Jesus and make God's purposes, His kingdom, His rule over your life. Make Him be the boss of every area of your life. First, in everything that you do, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Ooh, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. If you do this, my friends, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind will ever be able to understand. His peace will guard you, will guard your hearts, will guard your minds, will guard our church, will guard us anywhere we are at as we live for Jesus Christ. I'm sold. I want that. I don't know about you. I want that. I want that pill to take away my worries. I want that. And I know that I need God. We are dependent upon the one who can provide everything. There is nothing impossible for God. Do you understand me?
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Oh, let's do that again. Don't worry.
Be happy.
Yes. Just imagine that it's not me that's asking about this. Imagine that God is just telling you, he's asking you, are you worried? And you can actually tell him, I trust in you. May God bless you all.